Hi, and thank you for joining us right here on the Toddcast. You know, there's a really interesting development that's happening inside of American medicine that most don't even consider. Like patients, you never even think about what's happening inside of the physician's world and how competitive their business has become. This podcast is brought to you by the WireBuzz team. Now, if that name sounds familiar, it's because I've spent the past decade growing WireBuzz into a digital marketing powerhouse designed to maximize clarity in complex sales processes so we can help accelerate revenue. And we do this in three phases. Phase one, we transform your website to function like your best salesperson and then also incorporate persuasive on-demand sales videos. Now your entire team is aligned on messaging and they're injecting massive clarity into your prospect's head. So your site looks great, but it also has engaging content that helps your team sell on demand 24/7. The next phase, phase two, we train your sales and marketing teams to sell remotely or in person to expand the impact of your sales team. And the third phase is we develop and run targeted ads to your prospects. Scale those ads to help you achieve more business results. Sign up for the WireBuzz company newsletter to learn more about effective and simple ways to improve your company messaging, attract more digital attention, and ultimately make more sales.
Every physician has to now be thinking of something that their parents' generation didn't have to be thinking about, which is their investments and how to scale even their practice and what life looks like after medicine. That's a new American phenomenon. And that also means putting money aside and investing along the way. And physicians didn't go to school for that. It's just something they've had to figure out or sink or swim. I can't tell you how many physician friends I have who've been world-class, like people that have been advising the White House on the nation's cancer policy, which I'm fortunate enough to have done for the last two White Houses, and they have no retirement plan. They have no backup plan and will probably work for the rest of their life because the economics never worked out for them. I want to talk with you in this episode about you and your business, regardless if you're a physician or not, about what that future looks like. And that's why I'm joined right now by Vikram Raya. He is a rare hybrid in the world of medicine. He's a trained cardiologist, a functional medicine physician who crossed into high-performance coaching and large-scale real estate investing. He's the founding partner and CEO of Viking Capital Investments. Vikram, thanks for joining me.
Todd, it's been a pleasure. I've been a big fan of yours for a while.
Thank you, my man. I'm incredibly grateful to have you out there and to be able to serve you in the Tony audience. And so my observation on physicians, some of my dearest friends, is this rare or is this becoming standard?
Let's just be honest, Todd. And we just cut to the chase here for your audience and listeners. Medicine is at a crossroads. And if we don't address this internally as doctors or externally as, you know, entrepreneurs and folks who want the best for our, some of the best and brightest in this country, you're going to lose a lot of people to burnout, to apathy, to competition, to AI. And so what I'm sensing is physicians, Todd, are reinventing themselves. There's a new breed of physicians out there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to speak to them, and I know you are too, where you're an advocate for yourself. You're not a single identity. Hey, I'm a cardiologist. I'm a radiologist. I'm a, you know, GI doctor. And that's, this is what I do. This is who I am. No, you happen to have that title and you do that work, but you're much more than that. You're a parent, you're a father, you're an investor, you're a person who is biohacking and into vitality.
Yes.
How to invest in alternative investments and in the stock market and in your own medical practice, and you're running your practice as a business. So this is the new breed of doctors out there. And I'm really advocating for their growth.
Well, not only do we have a physician shortage and one really developing that's a big threat to everybody in our health, but I even have physician friends, names I believe you also would consider friends, that have given up their medical specialty and just gone straight into investing and real estate. And this is the opposite of what we want happening. We want physicians to be profitable and thriving, so their focus is on serving and caring. Am I right?
That's the ultimate goal, but over the years, it's just been lost. That journey has been lost. To be a traditional physician in this country and not have any other skill sets is a risk.
Yeah, and all of that education and all those student loans and paying them back is also adding more risk and complication onto the process. Health, wealth, mindset, environmental, they all compound together. Like, you can't separate them, even at elite levels where people have got advanced schooling. What are some of the risks that you are seeing inside of the physician community about what they're struggling with outside of just investment?
So they're approaching their world as, you know, as long as I do a good job as a doctor, I'll be okay. And that is no longer true. They were trained in a world where everything was linear and they expected linear growth moving forward. Things are changing exponentially now. I mean, me and you both know people like Peter Diamandis, who are talking about disruption left and right.
I was texting with him the other day, and it's so funny that you just bring him up, because his impact that he's having right now is really phenomenal, but it's also outside the medical space.
And inside the medical space too. He's getting in there and inside the medical space. So as I was mentioning, if doctors don't disrupt themselves, they're going to be disrupted by the outside world. And so I'm on a mission, and I know you are too, Todd, that we're actively helping doctors up-level, disrupt, enhance, see what else is out there, and mix their passions with their business, with their medicine, and really create a true renaissance physician, or what I call a portfolio physician, a physician who has a strong medical career. They've mastered their craft, but they've also mastered the side of business and finance and investing. And they've also created lifestyle design, Todd. So what that means to me is they get to take the trips that they want. They don't wait till they're 80 or 70 to retire. They're taking mini sabbaticals. They're consulting for companies that they believe in. And they're really having this multiple streams of income, of lifestyle freedom, and this enhanced and excited way of living.
Almost every one of my physician friends have side gigs or side hustles. And that's different. That's a different world that we live in. You started your career as a cardiologist. What first made you realize that traditional medicine alone was not going to give you the impact or the financial freedom or the lifestyle that you were looking for?
You know, look, I was a cardiologist in DC, which is not a cheap area to live in. And my wife was a physician as well. And despite our best efforts, I mean, our salaries were relatively capped. We were living a good middle-class lifestyle, but there was nothing beyond that. And every year I worked, the hours kept on getting increased, the obligations, and then even the risk, for example, of seeing so many patients in a limited amount of time. And then I just knew that I had to take back control. My goal was, hey, I love practicing medicine, but I want to do it on my terms. And so let me separate out money from medicine. I can create money multiple ways, and medicine then I can do for the love of the game.
All right, I'll be in DC this Friday for the wedding for the White House chairman of the president's cancer panel. And somebody I got to work with closely over the last two White Houses. And as you began exploring functional medicine and high performance, what patterns did you notice, like in high achievers, that most people completely miss?
It's all about regulating your nervous system, Todd. Like, I didn't realize how powerful the nervous system is. And it's not that average people don't push themselves and high performers, you know, do push themselves. Everyone pushes themselves. The thing I noticed, or the inflection point I noticed among the high performers, is they know how to actively refuel, actively recover, and they know how to modulate their nervous system so they can have decades of success versus days.
That changes burnout. It changes recovery. That's funny, because the world for physicians is completely diversified now. I mean, of course, they can stay in their lane, but most of the physicians that I get to interact with are not just treating patients, but they're also the business lead. They're also the lead marketer. And unfortunately, they've got to figure out how they're going to generate leads because nobody else in the office does that. And then they're entertaining the idea of leaving medicine or going straight to cash pay. And I'm also seeing a large group right now that are going to create courses so they can get out of a system. And curiosity eventually led you into real estate and investing. What's the connection between health optimization and, you know, as you know, we're talking about biohacking in this conversation, but isn't that also like life optimization, health optimization, building a long-term wealth for yourself, like all of these?
Honestly, Todd, they're all interrelated. I mean, probably the same friends you're talking about, they're into all these things. They're not just into one of them. And so I think, yes, physicians are starting to explore all these different aspects. What led me to go into real estate was, hey, that's one avenue I've known, you know, it's been around for 5,000 years, real estate. It's one of the most powerful wealth creation vehicles on the planet. Let me learn it and add that to my repertoire. And the way I did it was I wasn't casual about it. I treated it like a fellowship or an internship in that subject matter. And what it did was it enabled me to then leave the traditional medicine world because I had financial security. And then I was able to take a calculated risk and do my functional medicine clinic, which was amazing. Like I loved starting to go upstream and reverse disease and take people who are diabetic and show them, hey, you don't need insulin anymore. And this was the days before we had the GLP-1s. And so we really had to do it the authentic way with lifestyle. But so that was awesome. And then what I've noticed now is these physicians now are starting to embrace this high performance lifestyle that you talk about, Todd. So they're like, okay, first I need to have more free time. So we first figure out how to optimize, you know, time blocking and productivity enhancements and deep work time and, you know, learning all of that stuff. Then they talk about, okay, I need to optimize my health. So then we talk about, you know, all this advanced lab testing and looking at using AI to detect for blockages before they even happen. And, you know, screening for 75 cancer markers. There's a test I'm sure you're familiar with called Galeri. It screens for all these cancer markers. And essentially, if it's negative, you're like cancer-free for at least 3 to 4 or 5 years. And then there's longevity tactics and peptides and hormones and all these things. So now their health is optimized or their productivity is optimized. Then they're like, okay, what's my wealth situation like? Okay, well, the number one expense for physicians is their taxes. They literally pay 50 to 60% of their income in taxes. That sucks. And so there's other ways to optimize their tax situation. So now if they can capture some of that back, they can essentially work less and make the same amount of money. So now they have free time. So now with that free time, what do? They perhaps pick up a side hustle or a new skill set or a passion or a hobby, or they learn golf, or they learn to fiddle around with AI and create an AI startup. Who knows? And now it's relationships. Now they have better chance with their children and their kids and their spouse. And then they're thinking higher level. Okay, I want to do adventure. I want to find a tribe. Like, you know, we're part of masterminds and organizations. Yeah. So now they're like elevating their brain and their peer group. And then finally, it's all about impact. This is what you're doing. Why are you on these committees to help cancer? Because either someone in your family or something you believe in saying, hey, we need to eradicate cancer from the face of the earth. So now it's all about the impact. And guess what? That is originally why these doctors joined to become doctors in the first place.
Absolutely. So my wife's a breast cancer survivor. We went through that together. And if it wasn't for the American Society of Breast Surgeons, who I've been a board member for a while, I mean, these people just stepped up out of the loving goodness of their heart to fight for my wife. And I'm so grateful for that. When I see this problem going on with physicians, I really see maybe they won't have that ability to stand up for the Wendy Hartleys of the world when needed. And I think that's just absolutely crushing. We talked about a moment ago how physicians are paying 50 to 60% of their income in taxes. Is this what led you to multifamily real estate? Is that like a tax shelter for them?
real estate is a great tax shelter for not just physicians, but anybody. And, you know, people under try to say, hey, you know, why are you trying to like, you know, mess with the, you know, the code, just pay your fair share. I'm like, it's not that. The tax code incentivizes a certain type of behavior. They want Americans, doctors, all of us to be entrepreneurs. They want us to invest in our country. And a lot of it as the advantages they've created in the tax code are for real estate. And so it's only natural that so many people start leaning toward that. And the cool thing about real estate is it allows a doctor to still be relatively full-time and yet invest, you know, on the side. And so some of those side hustles that I teach doctors to get into, one of them is real estate. One of them is treating your business, your clinic as a business and really running it more like a CEO versus I'm a doctor, just, you know, a cog in the wheel. And the last one is like some kind of coaching or consulting or where you have some deep expertise in an area and now you can help monetize it, you know?
Yeah, I love that. I actually, I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised that physicians didn't get any training on financial information and what to do with their finances or how to grow their practice. And I see this because I'm also involved in a medical school. I'm a partner in a medical school and helping to drive and fill up the you know, future physicians. And I get to see it on the front end too about how important it is. Viking Capital, can we spend a few moments on Viking?
Absolutely.
The research that I saw approaching 4,300 units, roughly 600 million in assets. Where are you now? Is that, am I close to accurate?
That's a little bit older. Yeah, we have about 6,300 and we're at a billion of AUM.
Incredible. What systems or principles matter most for somebody who's looking to get into multifamily real estate?
You have to have a why. It can be a challenging business if you're not really committed to it. Number two, get support, get understanding, understand the landscape, the lay of the land, get the education so you can analyze the right deals, partner with the right people, and invest in the right strategies. And then once you have that basic foundation, start small and work your way up. My first deal, Todd, I would never have imagined I would have got to where I am right now, but my first deal was a $28,000 deal in just outside a small town in Atlanta. It was like a two bedroom, one bath. And I mean, I was scared to even walk into the door. And then, you know, we fixed it up. We made a little bit of a profit. We're like, hey, okay, this is not bad. And then, you know, we worked our way up. And don't chase the numbers. Don't chase the end goals, but chase, learn to master the craft, master the process, do good work with good people, honor your investors if you end up bringing investors on board, and know that every market will correct and just be prepared for it.
And the correction's part of the process. And okay, so you have Viking Capital, but you also have Limitless MD, and you coach doctors and high performers. Give me a high-level overview of the impact that you get to have there.
You know, it's one of my favorite parts of my day. I love mentoring, coaching, being a thinking partner for these guys. And these guys are like mid-career physicians. They're ambitious. They're in their 40s. They've already been successful in medicine, but they're asking a very powerful question, Todd. They're asking, what's next? Like, they're used to like, okay, I'm an undergrad, then I go to graduate school, then I go to medical school, then I go to residency, then I go to fellowship. Now I'm an attending. Now I bought my first practice. These are high performers. They want to know what's next. And a lot of times they're not sure. And so I pick their brain. I go into their psyche and I figure out, okay, what is it you really want? Okay, well, I want to live this life, or I want this impact, or this type of, you know, practice. And so I'm like, all right, let's build that. And so a lot of times, as we talked about, it's unlocking that next level of greatness in these people. Their identity, that they're a cardiologist or they're a ENT or an ER physician, it's a beautiful identity, but it's self-limiting. And it creates constraints and a cage. And a lot of times, all you have to do is unlock, say, hey, look, you're more than just that. You can do whatever you want to do. And so then we give them the tools and the vehicles. And a lot of the stuff we talked about, that helps them get there. The vitality, the productivity, the biohacking, the sleep, the networking, you know, the investment strategies. But in the end, they create a magnificent life where their practice is really thriving and it's sellable. It's an asset. And they can sell it to private equity or whatever. Number two, they have a portfolio of assets, whether it's crypto or real estate or whatever they're into, stocks. And then finally, a lot of times doctors have this inner dream, inner passion that they never, ever get to experience. Some people want to be artists. Some want to be actors, actually. I have a doctor who ended up going to acting. I have a doctor who created a documentary that was filmed that won an award at Cannes. Like, there's so much other songs in these doctors' hearts.
Yes.
We let them sing it.
Vikram, I love that. The first time I was on Tony Robbins' stage, shortly after my wife and I went out to dinner with a famous breast surgeon, not the one at the White House. And as we were leaving dinner and my wife and her husband were walking in front of us, she pulled me aside and she goes, "What's next after Tony Robbins? This is a high achiever, exactly who you're talking about." I said, "Oh, I don't know. I haven't thought about it." She said, "Cut the bullshit. Start thinking about it. This is not your apex. What is next?" And I said, "Oh, I'll start thinking about it." She said, "I'll reach out to you tomorrow." So then tomorrow came and she texted me and she said, "Todd, I want you to carve out a full day and drive up to Sedona and spend the day with me. We will strategize your next chapter because you have more mountains and more peaks to accomplish." And I get chills just telling you this, but this is somebody who's another 5-6 years older than me that's realizing they too have another chapter and another song. And you are spot on. This is the value of getting that continued education so you can start living that next chapter the way you want. And you get to help support physicians in that journey. What an incredible honor. Don't you feel like it fills up your heart?
I can't believe like this is like a job. I want to do this for free. I love what I do.
I know. I think that's the definition of success, bro. I think the definition is I would do it for free, right? And that's fun.
Yeah. I mean, you probably haven't worked a day in your life in the last probably 5-10 years because work and play is the same thing for you.
Yeah. My wife would say, "Oh no, you work like all the friggin' time." And I'm like, but it never feels like work. Yeah. It feels like service and love, and I'm energized by it. It's significantly more interesting than watching TV. All right. So talk to me about a physician that's in the audience that maybe is like, I'm interested in exploring wealth opportunities and real estate. Where should they go next?
They can just type into the URL, thelimitlessmd.com, right? TheLimitlessMD.com or my name, VikramRai.com. We go to the same page. But yeah, that's a good place to get started. And for those of you guys who are interested, we're doing a 3-day challenge to help physicians. It's completely free. And all I'm doing is trying to help doctors who are still plugged into the matrix. And they're like, "Hey, there's a better way." And our goal is by the end of the 3-day challenge, you're going to unplug from the matrix and see there's options. And that's all I want for doctors. I want one word for all doctors. Everyone wants freedom, but before you get freedom, you need options. And I want to give them options.
That's beautiful. Vikram, thank you so much for doing this. You know, I can't tell you how many times a physician has told me they feel like they are chained to the office. And if you need options and want to liberate yourself and start to see what this next great chapter of your amazing life story is, please reach out to Vikram. Please find a opportunity to start exploring it like I did. Like, a busy physician forced me to do because I was so focused on the day-to-day. Remove yourself from the day-to-day. Find an opportunity to see where you can maybe earn more, start celebrating more often, and become limitless in your pursuits for what serves you in your life. And Vikram, thank you so much for illuminating that path for all of us.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you. Love being here.
Yo, that was a powerful episode. And from what we just learned, it should be obvious how you can now implement these lessons in your life to get to the next level. Now, before you bounce, I just have 3 quick thoughts. First, thank you for taking me on your incredible life journey. Second, if you receive some value from me and you want to pay it forward, it would mean the world to me if you left an honest rating and review at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. I'd be incredibly grateful. And lastly, if you share this episode, whether it be a screenshot or a photo from where you're listening, anything via Instagram stories or LinkedIn, Facebook, or any of the social media sites, just tag me and the guest. I'll repost your content and I'll reply back in the comments because I love mixing it up. In fact, I'd love to share your shout outs in my feed too. Not only are these shout outs really good for you and for me, but they also help us book more amazing guests because they'll be able to see the reach that you're helping to cultivate. This is a way for you to help contribute to the show. So thank you again for listening, and I look forward to earning a regular spot inside that ear of yours. Let's grow.